imagine the excitement. And I just loved every bit of it. And, you know, I'm sure he won't mind me saying, I love the language he uses. You can tell he's an English teacher, can't you? It's just balanced and sound. And I'm really sorry I can't do that, but thank you very much. And I liked it particularly. We didn't think we could possibly get to church because we didn't leave Eastbourne till after four. And you know what the M25 is like on a Sunday afternoon? Well, you might not know, but it's pretty bad. And we came into Begrove exactly at 6:30, and Roger said, "Shall we?" And I said, "Yes." And I was so pleased we came, because when we were going down to Glynlee, down to Eastbourne, Roger said, would I preach this evening? And I said, "What on?" He said, "You can preach on anything you like. And you know, you might." But we asked the Lord in the car, and immediately this verse dropped into my mind. I knew it was the Lord, because it was the last thing I was thinking of. And this was before Andrew, by the way, whose three key words I'd written down was find, finds, and found. And the word the Lord dropped into my mind was from Jeremiah 29, verse 13. I can't believe it. I've already written it down here. You shall be found by me when you seek me with all your heart. It would be really good if you opened it in the NIV. Jeremiah 29. You think I'd have had enough of Jeremiah, wouldn't you? 29, verse 13. It's not quite what came into my mind, but it says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord." I have to say, I can remember years ago reading this verse and being absolutely terrified, because it seemed to me that there was a condition. I was desperate to find God. I was desperate to find God. But it said, "You will find me," and you think, "Yes, that's what I'd love to do." And then it said, "If you seek me with all your heart." And that seemed too big. It seemed impossible. It was quite interesting. I was talking with Chris about this, and I said, it's a bit like that commandment that, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind. And you fail immediately, because that's massive to say all your mind, all your heart. I knew the Lord wanted me to speak about this, and I've sort of grown out of being panicky about things like that, because God is the God of the impossible, and I think I probably know him a lot better now. But I thought, you know, what does it mean, our hearts? How can you seek someone with all your heart? Usually you need eyes to seek. That's why I needed a red coat. So what did he mean, when you seek me with all your heart? And I thought, I mean, I knew that in scripture, heart means the middle of you, the main part of you, your being, who you are. And so I thought it probably meant the spirit, your spirit. But anyway, I got out my Strongs and I looked it up. And it's the word labab. And it means all these things. And just bear with me. We're talking about seeking God like this. It is the midst of us, us, our soul. And it's we seek him with our mind. This is what heart means: mind, knowledge, thinking, reflection, memory, inclination, resolution, determination, and will, our conscience, our moral character, And our heart is also the seat of our appetites, our passions, and it's the seat of courage as well. I think this is massive. I really enjoyed looking at those words, because if that's how Hebrews thought of as their heart, you know, we actually seek him with a lot of those things, with our mind, with our knowledge, with our thinking. We reflect on things. With our memory, we remember what he's like, how he's kept us, how he's loved us. With our inclination, we are inclined towards him. We are resolved to find him. We're determined to find him. That's our will and our conscience. Is that great? So then I looked up seek, because I thought, well, this is great. If this is what heart means, let's see what seek means. And I don't know if I say these words right, bakas. So we're thinking about seeking God with all our heart. And seek, in this context, means to search out. Now listen to this. This ought to get a wow from you. In this scripture, it means to search out by any method, specifically in worship or prayer. Sorry, that's what we've been doing this evening. Wow, come on! It means to strive after, to ask, to beg, beseech, desire, inquire, to request. We seek to find God, we seek to secure God, we seek his face, we seek to desire him and demand from him. Can't be right. No, we demand, I suppose, that is seeking. And so it goes on. I thought that was really, really good. But is it conditional, you know, that God will find us, but we have to search for him with all our hearts? It doesn't even mean a chink of selfishness, does it? Or a let's look at some telly. You know, we fail, actually, if that's the case. But I think we need to look at the context that that this is written in. It's a letter from Jeremiah, who was in Jerusalem at that time, a letter to the exiles in Babylon. And I, you know, I just can't imagine what it must be like to be in a, you know, as an exile, but more than an exile. I mean, they were captives. They had been defeated. They'd lost everything. You just imagine they hadn't got a temple. They hadn't got. They'd left behind in Jerusalem all the priestly system of cleansing, and you know, I mean, it's massive. That was all behind them. They hadn't got it. Just imagine the pain and the separation, the fear. They were surrounded by foreigners and foreign gods, and surrounded by different customs. And they, the Jews, had been called to be a holy people. They've been called to be set apart to God, for his purposes. And here they are in this foreign land. I think God was desperately trying to encourage them, and desperate to encourage them to love him and not forget him and to seek him with everything they had. And it sort of reminded me when all my three children got married, in the card I gave them, I put that verse, "Seek first his kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you." Because, you know, when you give your daughters away to another man, when you see your son taking on the responsibility of a wife and maybe children, you just want the very, very best for them. And that's what we wrote. And it's like God is writing, I know it's Jeremiah, but God through Jeremiah writing to the exiles in Babylon. And in verse 10 it says, when the Lord says, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and bring you back from captivity. And we all know that those verses so well. I mean, even Lydia spoke about them this morning. And that's where that verse is directed. And I just, you know, it made me think of all sorts of things, really. It made me think of that commandment. You know, when Jesus was asked what the most important commandment was, and he quoted from Mark's written it, rather, in chapter 12, Matthew, Mark, here we go, Mark 12, verse 29. Just a minute. I do want to read it out, the scripture, to this one. Mark 12:29. Yes, this is what the Lord Jesus answers. The most important commandment, the most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And as Robin prayed, the second is this, love your neighbour as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. And again, there's these words that we have to love the Lord with all our heart. It's quite, doesn't that panic you a bit? It's very heavy. It's no wonder we have to say confession every week. But the Lord Jesus was quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. And I'm going to read the Amplified Version for you, because it says something. Now, you might not get excited about this, but it really excited me. Because it says, he says that commandment. And then after that, it goes on, these words which I am commanding you today shall be written on your hearts and your mind. So God is saying, love me with all your mind and soul and body and heart. And then he says, I'm going to write these commandments on your hearts. Now, I know I go on about Ezekiel 36 probably every time I preach. I think it's because I came into it really late. I just love the fact that God said, I'm going to give you a new heart. And written on that heart is this commandment. So, and because he's given us a new heart, this, all those things that I read about, the desire and the longing, it's in us. I think when we are born again, we're given this heart. And from that moment on, that moment we ask Jesus into our life, or that moment we say we want to follow him, he breathes into our spirit. We're born again. And this heart of ours is Godward. All our lives now, we want to be Godward. And yes, we've got sin still in us, and sin is still striving against all of this. But actually, us, the heart that's in us, our midst, the midst of us, our souls, are Godward. That's so fabulous. I love that. We have a new desire. When we come again, we have a new desire to love God. And what I love also is that then in the New Testament, it's like it's God who takes the initiative. Like last week, they found the Messiah, but the Messiah had come from heaven out of this world, into this world to find us. Okay, now, this is the reading. We're going to look at Luke chapter 19. Matthew, Mark, Luke 19. If you'd like to find it, I don't know what page it's on. You can find Luke, I'm sure. Luke 19. And we're going to read from the beginning. Thank you. Right. Zacchaeus,